Okay, so the last recording got cut off, so we're continuing on Yud Gimel on Beis, 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 lines down on the wide lines on Daf Yud Gimel on Beis, at the parentheses of Amar Rava. Okay, so Rava, which the Girsa, I believe, has changed to Rava. Some people don't bring it at all. Okay, Ha'ina Dechol, so we were talking about how the that a person should go to the bathroom morning and night, and therefore Talmidei Chachamim who have to go out during the kenes, the gathering and the teaching of the Beis Medrash of the learning, really can only go out for a number one, but not for a number two, for Ketan and not for Gedolim. But the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Ha'ina Dechalsha Alma. But today, that the world is weaker, people don't have such control over themselves. Afilu v'Gedolim Nami. Then today the halacha applies even for gedolim, even if a person has to go out to defecate. Okay, we have the Lazar, Rabbi Tzadok, Omer. After Beis Hamishta, Oshim, Osam, Snifim. We said that a person can make the sons of Talmidei Chachamim branches off of the Talmidei Chachamim themselves, even at a Beis Hamishta. Amar Rava, B'chai Avihim, B'fnei Avihim. That's only while their fathers are alive, and if their fathers are there, if they're with their fathers. But otherwise, the sons of Talmidei Chacham do not get any other particularly objective great kavod or preference in terms of their seating, in terms of their honor, things like that, unless they're Talmidei Chacham themselves. Rabbi Yochanan, be married, Shem Gamliel, Nishneis Mishnah Zu. So Rabbi Yochanan says that this Mishnah, this Raisa, was really taught during the days of Rabbi Shem Gamliel. Rabbi Shem Gamliel, Nasi, he was the Nasi, and Rabbi Meir Chacham, Rabbi Nassim Av Beis Din. So these were the people involved. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel was a Nasi. He, Rabbi Meir was a Chacham, and Rabbi Nassim was the Av Beis Din, the second in command, second of the Sanhedrin. Ki Hava, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Hasam, when Rabbi Shimon Gamliel was there, Hava Kaimei Koi Amma Mikamei. So when he would come in, so everyone would stand up for him. Ki Hava Aile, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Nassim, Hava Kaimei Koi Amma Mikamei. And when Rabbi Nassim would walk in, and Rabbi Meir would walk in, so again, everyone would stand up for them as well. So Rabbi Shem Gamliel, Rabbi Shem Gamliel says, Lo ba'ol me'have hakeh ben dili l'didhu. I'm the Nasi, I'm the number one, in a sense. So he says, well, there shouldn't be a distinction between me and between them. Again, he was most likely you know, concerned with the kavod ha'torah that his position represented. Okay. So Tukin... So he made a takana of this braisa that the kavod was that everyone should stand up for Nasi. They should make the two lines for the Av Beis Din, and for Chacham it should be that they stand up for him as he walks by. Hahu Yoma, but that day that he made a takana, lo havu Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Nassim, Hasam. Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Nassim were not in the Beis Medrash. We're not there at the teaching. Lamacha, and the next day, ki asu, when they came, chazu lo kama mikamayu kederegila. They saw that they didn't get up for them in the same regular manner. So I'm in my high. They said, what is this? Amr Lahu, they said to them, how are you talking about Rabbi Shem Gamliel? This is what Rabbi Shem Gamliel established, that we stand up only for him, and we do this, these other types of standings for you guys. So Amr Lay, they said to him, Amr Lay, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Nassim, Rabbi Meir says, Rabbi Nassim, Ana Chacham, Ve'at Av Beis Din. I'm a Chacham, you're the Av Beis Din. Naskin Milzah, Kila Didan. Let us maybe mistaken something that works for us, meaning to say, why is it that Rabbi Meir basically was choshesh that Rabbi Shem Gamliel did this out of his own kavod or to fight them on some level? So he did not like this, and he said, you know, in a certain sense we have certain kochos, we can be mistaken as well for him. My navid, so he said, what should we do? My navid, what should we do to him? Namely, let's say to him, Goli Uksim. Let's say to him to teach Uksim, to Leslie, because he doesn't have it, he doesn't know it. What does it mean he doesn't know it? Rabbi Shem Gamliel, as we'll see, the Gemara is going to discuss later, Rabbi Shem Gamliel, his Bekiyas, as he was not complete, but his Amkos, his depth of learning and understanding and Havana was very deep, and he had traditions, obviously, from his forefathers, the Nisim, and so therefore he was the leader. But he hadn't learned Uktzin well. So Vakim to Gomar, and since he hasn't learned it, namely we'll say to him, Miyamal Gurus Hashem, Yashmiya Kalti Lasa, who can speak of the Gurus of Hashem, the powers of Hashem, meaning who can lead and who can teach the Jewish people Torah. Only Yashmiya Kol Tehillaso, only somebody who can make heard all of his praises. Who is proper to speak the praises of Hashem? Only somebody who can make heard all of his praises. And since you don't know Uksin, so therefore you shouldn't be the leader. And with that, Navre, we will take him away. And then I'll be the Avbasin, the number two, and you'll be the Nasi, the number one. What happened? Shaminhu Rabbi Yaakov ben Karshi. Rabbi Yaakov ben Karshi heard them talking. Amar, he said, he said, such a event, such a thing could lead to embarrassment, shaming Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, and that's not proper. So also, Yosu Achore Ilise Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. He went and he sat himself behind the seat, basically, of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, the balcony where Rabbi Shimon Gamliel used to learn. Pashat Garas Vitana Garas. I'm sorry, Pashat Garas Vitana Garas Vitana. So he started learning Uksin, basically. Pshat, he learned it, he learned it deep, he repeated it, he learned it deep, he repeated it. So Omar, so Rishon Gamliel notices, Omar, my Dekama, what is this in front of me? Dilma Chas V'Sholom Ika Bemi Drash Amidi. Maybe something's going on in the Beis Medrash, meaning he took it as a sign, he understood something must be going on. So Yoav Daite, so he paid attention. The Garsan, he learned it by listening to Rav Yaakov ben Karshi. The next day, they said to him, they said, oh, Rebbe, why don't you teach us some Uksin? So he started, he opened, and he started saying, started teaching. After he had done it, he said to them, Ilo gamirna, if I hadn't learned this, you would have embarrassed me. So he commanded, and he had them thrown out of the Beis Medrash. So Rabbi Nassan and Rabbi Meir were not allowed in the Beis Medrash. Habakase kushiyas of a piska shadu hasam. So what did they do? Is they used to write questions on a note and they'd throw them into the Beis Medrash. They have a mifrik mifrik. If the Talmidim could answer them, they'd answer them. So lo have a mifrik. If they couldn't answer them, kase peruke v'shadu. Then they would write down the answers and throw them into the Beis Medrash. Amar lahu Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said, Torah mi b'chutz v'anam mi mifrim. What's going on over here? They're teaching Torah from outside. We're sitting inside. They're sitting outside. It's not right. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel na'ilinu. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel got the word of this desire that they should really come back in. He said, "Okay, we're going to bring them in." Mihu, however, nikansinhu. We're going to find them. We're going to punish them in a certain sense. Give them consequences. Delonemu shmeita mishmaya. They were not going to say the learning, the teaching, in their name. So Asikul Rabbi Meir Acherim, they brought up for Rabbi Meir the name Acherim, they called him the other one. Rabbi Nosan Yeshomim, they're those who say. Okay, Achulahub et Chalmaihu, Zilu Paisuhu, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Now, they had in a dream, Rabbi Nosan and Rabbi Meir had in their dreams that they should go and appease Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Rabbi Nosan Azal, Rabbi Nosan went and he appeased him, he apologized. Rav Meir lo azal. Rav Meir did not go. Rav Meir here is Lashitaso, is according to his shita that he holds in Sechas Brachos in the ninth parak that divrei chalomos l'malan l'maridin, that the words, the things that you see, that a person experiences in a dream, are completely a figment of their imagination. They have no relevance whatsoever, and therefore he didn't pay attention to it. He thought he was really not chayv at all to appease Rav Shimon Gamliel. So, right, Amar Devei Chalomos, Lamalim Lamaridin, he said, dreams don't matter. Ki Ozo Rabbi Nassan, Amar Le Rav Shem Gamliel, Nehida Hani Loch Kamar Davuch. So when Rabbi Nassan went, what did Rav Shem Gamliel tell him? He said, Nehi, it's true, that Hani Loch Kamar Davuch, that the mantle of your father worked for you, Lamehave Av Basin, you should be Av Basin, meaning that he inherited the position of Av Basin. Shavinich Mami Nasi, but we should also make you Nasi. So Rav Shem Gamliel gave him a sharp rebuke, saying, you know, just because you're the Av Beis Din, you know, maybe part of it is because you inherited it, and but you're not good enough to be the Nazi. What are you thinking? Okay, Masni Le Rebbe Shimon Bray, then Rebbe, who was descended from Rebbe Shimon Gamliel, was once teaching Rebbe Shimon his son. Achim Omrim Ilu Hayat Mura Lo Hayakariv. They're going to Daf Yudal Amar Aleph now. he was teaching him a Mishnah in Tmura that in certain cases that I'm sorry, the Mishnah in Bechoros that talks about the din of Tmura, where the din of a Tmura is where somebody has a animal which is Hekdesh to be brought as a carbon. And then he says, oh, he doesn't want that animal, but he wants a different animal. So he says the other one should be its tamura, its replacement. But so the Torah says that you can't do that. Once an animal is already hektish as a carbon, it retains its kedusha. And if a person tries to make a tamura, a replacement, hu utamurasa yeh kodesh, that both of them are kodesh. So there's a mission over there that's quoting Rabbi Meir, but it doesn't say the name of Rabbi Meir. It says, acherim omrim, ilu haya tamura, lo haya kariv. That in a certain case, whatever, if it was a tmura, it's not brought. Rashi explains the case over here. On the case of tmura, it's a tmura. Fine, we don't have to get into it in such detail. The point is that they quoted in the name of Achirim, not in the name of Rebbe Meir. Okay. Amar lo, tap of Yudalad Munaf. Amar lo, mahim, mihim halalu, shami, may mehim anushosim. So Rebbe Yehuda Nasi's son, Rabbi Shimon asked him, he said, who are these acherim? Who are these people whose water we are drinking? But we're not even mentioning their names. Meaning we're learning the Torah. The Torah is chashuv enough that we're passing it down as part of a mitzvah, but we don't even mention their names. Amalei, b'nei adam shabikshu la'akor kvorcho akvor beis avicha. He said, they are the people who wanted to uproot your honor and the honor of your forefather's house. Meaning say, because Rabbi Meir wanted to oust Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, and would have asked the whole lineage of Beit Hanasi. So he says, that's why I'm not mentioning them. Amar Lei, so Rishon, the son of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, said, Gam Ahavasam, Gam Sinasam, Gam Kinasam, Kvar Avda. So he quotes them, he says, their love, their hatred, their jealousy, whatever, it's all gone, meaning it doesn't matter anymore. Amar Lei, so Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi said, Rabbi said back to him, Ha'oyev Tamu, Charovos Lanetzach. Even if the enemy is gone, this phrase means that even if the enemy is gone, but swords are forever. Meaning, say, on a certain level, their damage is still there. They still challenge the authority of the Nasius. We only say that their swords are forever. That there's damage done if their actions would have worked, but they didn't work. They didn't oust Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Rabbanan lo ahana ma'asayu, right? These Rabbanan, their actions didn't work. Hadar asni le, so then he went back and he taught him, Amru mishum Rabbi Meir. Ilu haya tamura lo haya kariv. So then he said that, so then he started teaching him again, instead of achirim, he said to him, okay, they say in the name of Rabbi Meir that if it was a tamura, it wouldn't be brought as a carbon. And the Gemara says, Rava points out, Amar Rava, afilu Rabbi, even in this case, Rabbi, da'anav sanusa, who, that he was such an anav, he was such a humble person. Tana, here he taught his son, Omer Mishum Reb Meir, that he said, they say in the name of Reb Meir, Omer Reb Meir Lo Omer, but he wouldn't say it straight in the name of Reb Meir. I mean, he still, on some level, maintained that Reb Meir was wrong and did not deserve his full kavod. Okay, Omer Reb Yochanan, Pligu Ba Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel v'Rabbanan. There's a machlok between Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel and Rabbanan. Charam or Sinai Adif, v'charam or Oker Harim Adif. What's better, Bekias or Be'iyun? Right? Meaning, say, Sinai, Har Sinai, which is the source of all halacha and Bekias, knowing all of Torah, so represents knowing all of Torah, so is that better? Or is Oker Harim one who can uproot mountains, meaning the power of Svara and analysis, is that better? So Bekias or Be'iyun in a certain sense. So Rav Yosef Sinai, Rabba Oker Harim. So Rav Yosef held Bekias is better, and Rabba held Oker Harim, Iyun, and Tsar is better. Shalchu L'taman. If they sent from Babel Tzair to Tzal, Ezem Him Kodim. Which one is better? Shalchu L'hu, they sent back Sinai, Adas. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm mixing up the story. Let's go back. The Beis Medrash needed a new Nasi, and Rav Yosef was a Sinai. Rav Yosef was a Baki in Kolat Arakula, and Rabba was an Oker Harim. He was a tremendous Baal Svara, and they didn't know who should be the new Rosh Hashiva. So Shalchu L'tzman, so then they sent to the Chachamim and Eretz Yisrael, Ezem Ahem Kodim. Which one should be chosen first? Shalchu L'tzman Sinai Adif. They said the Sinai is better, the Baki is better, because If you don't know, so then what are you going to make svaras with? So they chose Rav Yosef. The Amar Mar, what was the proof? The Amar Mar, HaKol Tzrichin L'Marei Chatya, that everybody needs a master of wheat, meaning to say, you need food, you need material with which to eat, with, and so in Torah also you need material with which to have svaras with. But even so, even though they chose him in Eretz Yisrael, lo kabel Rav Yosef alei, he did not accept it upon himself. So what happened? Malach Rabba esen v'tartishnin. Rabba ruled in a certain sense. He was Rosh Hashiva for 22 years. V'hadar Malach Rav Yosef. And then Rav Yosef took over. V'chol shanei, the Malach Rabba, and all the years that Rabba ruled, Rav Yosef afilo umna lebeisei lo cholif. Rav Yosef did not even have a blood letter come to his house. So there's different explanations of what this means. Either it means he was very, very healthy out of his anivos, bischus's anivos, or it means that he there's a certain perk that comes with being the nasi, that the blood letter comes to your house instead of you having to go to him. But he didn't have him come to his house. He went to Rabba's house, which again chose his anivos. Okay. Abaye v'Rava v'Rizera v'Rabba bar Masna habu yasrei. So later, a later generation of Chachamim, you had a group of Abaye and Rava, Rabbi Zera and Rabba Bar Masna, who were sitting and learning, and they needed a new Rosh Yeshiva. They had to decide which one of them was going to become the next head of the Beis Medrash. Amrei, they said, call the Amar Milsa. They said each one of us should say a thing, a Dvar Torah. V'lo Mifrich, the Havi Resha, and the one that's not questioned and slugged up will be the head. The Kulhu Ifrich, all of the others, the very Torah, were questioned. The Abaye lo efrich, but Abaye's was not. Chazi Rabba lo Abaye de Gaba Resha, de Gaba Resha. So Rabba saw in Abaye that his head was rising up, in a sense, meaning to say that he was a great person, that he was deserving to become the head. Amarle Nachmani, Psach Ve'ima. So he said Nachmani, right, which was Abaye's name, is an orphan and raised by Rabba, and that's why he was called Abaye in honor of calling him his father. But okay, really his name is Nachmani. Pasach le'ema, so he says, say something, say the Torah. Okay, Ibaye lehu. So they had a question. Rabbi Zera v'Rabba by Rav Masna. Haiminahu adif, which one of them was better? The question of these again, two chachamim with different midos. Haiminai v'adif, which one is better? Rabbi Zera charif umaksha. Rabbi Zera is very sharp and asks good questions. Rabba bar Rav Masna masun umasik. Rabba bar Rav Masna is patient and comes to clear conclusions. My, which one is better? Teku. Is left as a left to stand as a question. Obviously, you need both aspects of learning. Which one is better? Very difficult to analyze deep, 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 or to come to clear analysis and clear conclusion. Difficult to make the call. Okay? We'll say, Hadron Lach Koi Mashiach, Hasliko Mesech HaTorios. Looking forward to celebrating with all those who have learned the Mesechta. Yashikarech, Mesechta.